Hey kids, it's Krusty the Clown.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. You're tuning in to the first edition of Preheated. I'm your host, Red Velvet.
I love you. coming on. I only know that when I'm in it, it isn't silly. Love isn't silly. Love isn't silly at all.
Convince myself.
The following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero. Growing up, your hero was always there. They repaired your first broken heart. They took care of you when you got sick. They taught you about the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. And they sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. You learned that their powers went above and beyond the ones that you read about in comic books. But with the passing of time, the tables have turned. And now your hero needs you more than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Sometimes I'm tired and I wonder what's so all-fired important about being someplace at some time. Whoa, but I don't really mind, 'cause I could be on Easy Street, and I know that you got to take the bitter with the sweet. I guess it gets to everyone, you think you're not having any fun, and you wonder what you're doing, playing the games you play. Hey, well it's true what they say, if you want to feel complete, don't you know that you got to take the bitter with the sweet.
Everyone thinks they know the 80s hits, but on the other side of the Atlantic lies a treasure trove of synth-drenched sounds that filled the airwaves of Europe back in the day. Take a trip back to the 80s you never knew with DJ Tony Tunes, from Here to Eternity, Tuesdays at 9 a.m.
On this you can depend, they always do, and I can tell you that it's true. It's a feeling that can't be beat, and you got to do it. You got to take the bitter with the sweet. You got to take the bitter with the sweet.
Pull up and put it in park on Joe's Garage, Monday nights starting at 6 p.m. Shift into gear as we dust off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, and polish the CDs, playing the best and some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, get your motor running on Joe's Garage, Monday nights at 6 p.m., only on 88.3 WRCT.
Murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know about your kind. I'm so uncertain.
Better not steal the moon. down low. And I pull your window curtain. Oh, let your moon come shining in into our life again. Saying, ooh, it's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl, but it seems I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl, on time. Some love. I want to give you some good, good loving. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. Yeah, I want to give you some good, good loving.
Sunny lights down low. Never, never try to resist. Oh no,
nah, nah, nah.
Oh, let your love come shining in,
nah, nah, nah.
Into our lives again,
nah, nah, nah.
Saying, ooh, I love you,
I love you, I love you.
And I want you to know right now,
know right now.
Ooh, I love you.
Every 3 minutes and 30 seconds of every day. And every chorus was written for us to recite. Every beautiful melody of devotion every night. This potion might, this ocean might carry me in the wave of emotion to ask you to marry me. And every word, every second and every third expresses a happiness more clearly than ever heard. And when I play them, every chord is a poem telling the Lord how grateful I am, cause I know him. The harmonies possess a sensation similar to your caress. If you ask and then I'm telling you it's yes. Stand in love, take my hand in love, Jah bless.
I want to give you some good, good loving. Turn your light down low.
Right now.
And pull your window curtain.
Right now.
And let your love come tumbling in.
Right now.
Into our lives again.
Right now.
Yeah. Ooh, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
I got this message for you, boy. But it seems I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, boy. On time.
Right now.
On time.
Right now.
I want to give you some love. I want to give you some good.
Right now.
I wanna.
Thank you.
We're coming up on the end of the program. I hope you've been enjoying it. This has been fun. I'm excited for this semester for more shows every week, 5 to 6. I'm your host, DJ Red Velvet. I got one more song for you today. This came to me from my roommate and dear friend, Katrina. This is called Swing My Way by KP and Envy. Concludes the end of this week's installment of Preheated. I'm your host, DJ Red Velvet. Thank you for tuning in, and this is WRCT Pittsburgh.
Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to have a little shortened version of the program this week. We may not go to a complete hour, but I wanted to bring out something from last week. I wanted to add something from Joy Reid that she had on her show on Tuesday. And, of course, we have a couple of our other regular features, so stay with us. I'm going to go back to a book bundle from Bill Fletcher once again, and a book bundle for this week as well. So welcome to the show, and get in contact with us if you have any questions through the station. Thank you.
On the Black World Media Network, this is Book Bundle, a review of literary works in varying media formats. Here is the reviewer, Professor Todd Stephen Burroughs.
And welcome to a special Labor Day edition of Book Bundle. I wanted to talk about a writer that I've been obsessed with for some time now, and that I had the honor of seeing one of his plays on Broadway. We guess I'm talking about Mabulu. Now, if you've never heard of Mabulu, that's because you haven't read the new book, August Wilson, A Life, by Patty Hartigan. Hartigan points out that he once had an African name when he went through his Black nationalist period. And I was shocked to find that out. But there's so many similarities that August Wilson has to so many other writers. And I want to get to that in a moment. So I want to talk a little bit about Hartigan's book, and then I want to read an extended excerpt from her book. So let's first talk about the author and the subject. The author is a former Boston Globe writer who's written extensively about plays and the theater. And she wrote this biography of August Wilson based on partly her extensive experience covering August Wilson. So there's so many things I learned. So for instance, August Wilson, all of these stories that come out of him, right? All these monologues that come out of him, right? Do they come out of the ether? No, not exactly. They're out of the stories of his family, along with ones that he's heard in, you know, the many bars and restaurants and diners that he wrote for decades. August found the blues as his soundtrack and score. He actually bought a collection of 5-cent 78 records, singles. Let's see. 78 records are not singles, are they? No, 78 are those old records. That's right. Forgive me, audience. Those old records, 78s. And like Baldwin, he was inspired by Bessie Smith's voice. There are historic names, of course, listed in this book, Larry Neal and Mary Baraka. I kept thinking about the similarities between August Wilson and Baraka. Both dropped out of school. Baraka dropped out of Howard. August Wilson dropped out of high school. They both did a stint in the service. They both attempted to write poetry. Of course, Baraka was more successful than August Wilson, but August Wilson had to find a space for his kind of poetry. August Wilson was inspired by Baraka, by the way, because they both straddled different worlds. Another similarity between him and many, many, many writers. He renamed. He was not Frederick August Kittle for his whole life. He decided to take out a typewriter and type out his new name. He created his name out of his family background. I mean, I found that quite fascinating. Like Baldwin, he stays away from the city he's writing about. He lives a lot of his life in Seattle and St. Paul, Minnesota. But artistically, he is attached to Pittsburgh the way Baldwin is attached to Harlem. Like Baldwin, he learned from the library. He spent 5 years in the library, Wilson did, after a Black teacher challenged him on a paper and he dropped out of school. Wilson formed the Central Avenue Poets, went from poems to prose. There are mentions, of course, of him starting at the Black Horizons Theater and the Penumbra Theater in St. Paul. The Black Horizons Theater was a theater in Pittsburgh. Of course, his situation is filled with contradictions. He needed to be a Black nationalist. He called for the development of Black theater, but he never premiered his plays in Black communities. Again, we mentioned the bars and the diners, but then we go from that to Eugene O'Neill, the Eugene O'Neill Center for